Hello, everybody out there in Radio BBF land and internet land. This is Terry Brown, and I'm introducing the Win-Free Monday Night Show. He will be on shortly. I think he's rounding up the conference call people, as we also have people on the conference call that are listening and can talk on the conference call, as well as people that are listening to BBS Radio. I don't know exactly what the topic's going to be tonight, as I oftentimes don't know the topic, and I like it better that way. In case I channel, then I don't think about it beforehand. So he should be calling in any minute. My name is Terry Brown. I met Win about 1982, so it was almost 30 years ago. Maybe it was even earlier than that. And we were in a multi-level together, and I ended up selling sunglasses for him for a number of years, going around to fairs, the Arizona State Fair, San Jose Fair, and other fairs, and managing booths for him with a sunglass business. Then at one point, he was not being his creative self, and so he bought a notebook, and he started writing poetry again. He hadn't written poetry for many years, since the 70s. And he started writing poetry, and he's a songwriter and a poet. So he started to get back on his track. And eventually, he was writing for a magazine for Drumblow, and there was, he got a reading from David Wilcock, so he wanted to write an article upon David. He was so impressed with his reading. It made a tremendous difference in his life. David Source told him he had unplayed coins in his jukebox of life. And so he began to play those coins. And he wrote the article, and the editor of the magazine was so impressed with it. She said, I think you're the fellow that should write the book. But he didn't feel like he could write a book because he didn't feel his attention span was long enough. But he undertook it. And so we went back and forth, and we would go to coffee shops, and we'd go over parts of the book and rewrite them and see how they could be made better. And sometimes there would be a section, say, for instance, the headers of the chapters, there would be a quote from Casey that Win would stick in there. And I started to pick up some of the channeling from the same source that was coming through with in the book from David Wilcock. And it was saying things like, take out some of the chapter headings by Casey and put more of the headings in from the channeling from the raw group. And so the energy was just really started coming in. Are you on yet? Well, I don't hear Win. So in 1995, I had been attending a series of channelings. In 1994 through 96, I was attending channelings by the channel Cheryl Taylor. She was a well-known channel, and she was extraordinary. I remember one time we dropped, uh, somebody dropped their cane over the balcony and landed in the flower garden, and we all went down, all the students went down, and we were parting the flowers and looking for the flowers, trying to figure out where the cane went. And Cheryl came out, and she looked at us and just intensive looking for the cane. She said, "That's the wrong way to do it." And she put her hand to her head and psyched out where it was and said, "It's right there." And so we all went over there and looked, and there it was. She was an extraordinary channel. And one day, Wynn took me over for a channeling session. And I said, "Come on in." I wanted him to hear it so, so much. And he said, "No." He said, no. He was gonna go, and he left, even though I was just about to start and he could have attended the whole thing. He was trying to stay away from channels because he didn't want to get into somebody's, he felt that he might be taken over or impressed to go a certain way that he didn't want to, and he wanted to be free. As his name is Winfrey. So in that class, I learned how to channel. She had a series of classes on how to channel, and I took those classes. And at the end of it, she had me channel, and there was so much love that came over me that all I could do was cry. It was just like so miraculous. Like those beings, interdimensional beings, are so, so loving that it was just a miraculous experience. And I think that ever since that time, I've been in touch with them and they've been watching over me. And they've done various things with me, but I had broken my hip, and they had indicated that they would heal my hip. At first, they were saying, "You know what? It's like you don't exercise. You need to lose some weight, and you want us to heal your hip." I said, "Yes," sort of embarrassedly, and they said, "All right, we're going to do it." It sounds like
we're using internet broadcasting company, yeah. VBS Radio, and they just had, occasionally they have a glitch, and they had a glitch tonight.
Lynn, can you hear us?
So,
can you hear us, Lynn?
Do we have any other new people online? Debbie
is asking if you can hear us.
All right, can... I hope everybody can hear Wynn. He is talking in the background there. Wynn, can you hear us? Wynn, are you on board?
Are we on the air?
We are on the air. I've been talking here for 10 minutes.
You're a trooper. Thank you.
Take it away.
You're on recording, Wynn.
Hang on.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
This is Valentine's Day, Monday, February 14th.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And it is a simulcast between a conference call and an internet broadcast system. And this call is one of the first calls we ever did. And it evolved fairly slowly. It started out as a conference call. And when we decided to try it...
Entry and exit chimes are on.
Huh?
Entry and exit chimes are off.
The thing about this call that we were learning when we were doing it as a conference call is that we could actually make connections with higher dimensions while we were on the call. Now, some people noticed it, some people didn't, and some people noticed it after a couple of months, but that there was an energy that could be felt on the line. And of course, we're channeling and we're talking to sources, and they said that energy was them and that they could project into this realm, but they needed, the way they described it, receivers. They needed people that were able to tune to their frequency. So we started tuning to their frequency. It started out with just myself and Terry, or myself and Daphne, and we were talking to them. And when I say tuning to a frequency, that may sound a little mysterious the first time you hear it, but everyone knows what it means to be on a radio. Everyone knows, say, for example, when your son comes home or your husband comes home, you suddenly feel differently. Well, at that moment, you are tuning to their frequency. That's what it means. Not such a big unusual thing, except that tuning to the frequency of an intelligence that's outside of this realm is harder.
Can you please a little further distance from the microphone?
You know, my headset was not working right. Thank you. That's my producer, Hives, making sure I do everything right. Thank you, Hives. So on this call, just by the nature of them talking to us, their frequency is on the call. And you may notice when you're on the call that it feels like you're with old friends. It's not me. It's not the people on the call. On one hand, but on the other hand, it is me, and it is the people on the call, because it's all one. And so when you start tuning in to the energy of oneness, then your life starts to change, because everything you see, do, run across is an expression of yourself, part of yourself. And that's when the magic happens. But you can't get there by thinking it or acting it. It's got to be a flow. But one of the things we're doing is we're setting up a reference point on these calls. So you can take it as your own experiment and see if you listen for a couple of months, if something in you shifts. If you started to tune into the frequency of oneness. It's not entertainment. It's like a slow burn. It's like a shift in your own dimensional awareness. And it's hard to make someone understand it until they experience it. And all I can say is that many people who have been on this call have emailed me and said they felt it, and I know I can feel it, and I can feel when the energy starts to come in. Did you notice right then? Some of you noticed there's a slight shift in energy. Usually, I can tell that the energy comes in when I stop talking, and the energy continues. See, right at the beginning of the show, if I stopped talking, it would have felt empty, awkward. If I stop talking now, feel the space. Now, in that space, there is a multitude of things going on. We don't really perceive all of it except in the space. So, Terry, are you on the line, I hope? Uh-oh.
Yes, I'm on the line. I am on the line. I was on mute.
Okay, when you don't answer, I think, uh-oh.
give me a minute. Usually I like to stay on mute for, you know,
right.
I'm sitting in the car.
Okay. You know,
yeah.
The archives of these shows are pretty amazing. And those of you that have been listening, we don't, you know, all the archives are available in DBS, but they're not very well labeled. But last week's show was particularly interesting because we talked about what happens when you die. And that's something that everyone should have some interest in because it's all going to be part of our experience in this realm. And what if you're talking to a source that you can trust, you might get some inside scoop on what to do when your body drops. So that was last week and the week before, Two Calls on Dying. And I picked a topic this week, which I thought was an interesting topic. And it has to do with the Internet. You know, we are all in the position of making connections. Or trying to make connections, trying to make real connections don't have agendas, they don't have manipulations, they're just, hi, it's nice that you're there, nice that I'm here, and we enjoy each other's beings. And when you have a couple of people that you have real connections with in your life, you can feel them in your space. If you have superficial connections with people, or, well, I'm not judging it and saying it's wrong, superficial, but say, for example, if you go to work and you have comrades at work and you're very friendly with them, but when you go home, you can't feel them in the space. When you go to work, can you feel your wife in the space while you're at work? Who can you feel in that space? Those are the people you have connections with. Those are the people that are sustaining your energy. And sometimes you don't even have to know people to feel them in your space. Sometimes somebody like a Johnny Carson on TV, I think that anyone who watched Johnny Carson felt him, could feel him, feel his presence. And even though he didn't necessarily consciously feel your presence, on some level, he was able to feel the presence of his audience. And that's one of the reasons he was so successful. Because if you listened to him, you felt Phil. So, we all want to have people like that in our lives. I hope, you know, it's my hope that we can create that here on these calls. And I think we are, because we get emails from people that I don't know on a personal level who are feeling the energies. And if you're one of those and you never emailed us, I really would appreciate it because it helps me validate what we're doing. Because I'm not doing this because I need to be out there. I'm doing it because I think it's helping people, and I think it could help a lot of people. And that's the goal. But for that to occur, we have to feel each other. Notice the space. So in that space is you and me as energies. And it's also our sources. I call them our sources. Our sources are our source of information, sources of energy. They are present. They say they're present on the line. And unlike you and me, we have bodies. You hear my voice. They don't have bodies, but they talk through Terry. And every Monday we come up with a topic. And this week, it may not stick to this, but I wanted to talk about the internet. I wanted to, you know, when the internet was first coming out, many, many people, including me, were thinking, oh my God, no more privacy. When the computers were coming out, no more privacy. Anyone could scan records, find anything in microseconds, where in the past it would have taken sometimes days to find information. And so on one hand, all of us are more vulnerable because of the internet. I should say most of us. Maybe some of you have managed to keep off of the internet. Your name never shows up, but most people show up. And, of course, we know there's negative forces out there. And we can assume the negative is using the internet as part of their agenda to try to control people, to find people, to do whatever they do with the internet. And then there's a huge amount of spiritual things on the internet, on YouTube, and people are finding those things. And then there's a huge amount of, you can use the word conspiracy things, although I don't think they're conspiracies. I think in many cases it's the way things actually happened. But there's many ways to find out some of the motivations and inside agendas that are occurring on our planet that you wouldn't find in mainstream media or the newspapers. Now, if you subscribe to the Wind Channel, that's the windchannel.messageaday.net, I occasionally put some of those things up for your consideration. The windchannel.messageaday.net. But a few months ago, one of the most remarkable things that came through the channeling of Daphne had to do with Facebook. And how Facebook, I didn't ask this, they just mentioned it. Facebook was having a huge impact in the balance of power between the positive and the negative. And the reason was, Facebook was, and this is my take, we're going to ask some questions, because I think within understanding this, all of you may understand a little more how to connect with energies, whether you go on Facebook or not. But my take on Facebook was that it was providing an opportunity for people to connect without agendas. Like, hi, how you doing? I'm here now. Good to hear from you. That doesn't mean everyone on Facebook doesn't have an agenda. I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure that people want to sell things. People want attention. People want to get a million friends. They want to brag. But within the basic nature of Facebook, are people connecting just for the heck of connecting? And people are connecting to old people that had dropped out of their lives, and they're finding them. And it's giving that connection in the spaces for the people that are working it. That's my take. And one of the whole games here is getting energy into that space. Getting into the space when you stop, the energy is still present. So, Terry, are you there? You probably muted again. Are you muted?
Yeah, I'm muted.
So,
can you hear me now?
Are you okay? Yeah, are you okay with that topic?
Sure.
Okay. Now, you're in a parking lot, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Terry went to the dentist today, and she's in a parking lot in Orange County. And some of you know we were at an expo this weekend called the Conscious Life Expo, and I was a speaker there, and I'm doing a workshop this Sunday. If any of you are in L.A., I hope you can come. I think the URL is workshop.messageaday.net, workshop.messageaday.net. So I'm going to call in the light. And I'm going to ask them for clarification on some of this internet stuff and how our sources can work through the internet. You know, when we first started doing this, I said at the very beginning tonight that we started on just conference calls. And when we went to the internet, I was scared. And when we first started doing it, it would break down all the time. Every time there would be something wrong. And when we asked questions about it, they said that to get the kind of energy that we're getting through on these calls through the internet was going to be a bit like climbing a mountain. It was easier on a phone line. So we had to get through all the electronics and all the other people that are on. Some of the stuff, I don't really quite even understand it, although I was experiencing the challenge of doing it. So we do a thing called calling in the light, which is just an invocation to oneness. And if you follow my words, you might feel the energies through this. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through our galaxy, through our solar system, through the outer energy fields of the Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group consciousness, a blending of all of our energies. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have a source present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator on this Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2011. And when in Los Angeles and Terry in Costa Mesa, we are happy to be with you on this day of hearts. And we send love light to each and every one of you. Do you have questions?
Well, we were going to start a communication about the internet and the positive and the negative aspects of the internet in its contribution to the shifting energies on the planet. Would you like to make just a general statement about that, or would you like me to ask specific questions?
We can make a general statement. We see that this is an increase of communication between individuals in different countries and even within the same country, in that individuals who have similar interests can hook up with other individuals and find people that they previously knew, and we establish communication, so it is a great source of connection. When an individual connects on the internet, it is the an individual who is making the connection. It is the life source. It is the person with the soul that is responding and expanding their body of information and their ability to communicate. Although they are communicating through the airwaves and through the switches and through the electronic connections within their computers, which makes it a more, how do we say this, impersonal connection within the electronics. When you connect via the phone line, there is an electrical connection between individuals, and this can convey more information in other parts of the spectrum. When one communicates through the internet, then it creates a more of a robotic switching energy. However, at the other end of the line, at each end of the line, the individuals are refreshing and establishing and moving the information into the life force after it having gone through the air or the electronic switching. It has provided a great background for the noisy Egyptians and their demonstrations. We hear, as we tune in to their past demonstrations, we hear the sound of their voices and the joy when the president or the head of the country resigned. And individuals connected there in like-minded thought, they got together on the internet and using the cell phones and were able to accomplish something that ordinarily would not have been accomplished. Eventually, the internet was shut down, but by that time, the people had made their connections in their set course. And the internet is a people's machine that can allow the people to speak and the people to connect and the people to find out information they would not have found out otherwise. And it shortens the distance between people. That is our comment.
Well, thank you very much. And the internet is allowing information that would be too controversial to go through any other kind of media to reach huge amounts of people without censorship, at least up till now. So it's kind of a, it looks to me like a race going on between those sources that want to be negative and try to control everything and those sources that are using the internet to free everything as a point of freedom to get information out. And that what happened in Egypt is a point in reference of the power of the internet. In fact, as I recall, it was Facebook that started that revolution. And you know, while we're talking about this, and this was something that was started by Facebook, how do you see the long-range impact of what happened in Egypt and how it affects the whole world?
this is a device that can bring people together in the world, and they can make better choices and have better discernment because they see more of what is available for them in their life. So it can create a worldwide revolution of people coming together and finding ideas and finding individuals who can share ideas with them to better the lives of everyone everywhere.
Thank you. Even this call that we're doing, we know that there's people all over the world. I mean, not millions, not even thousands, but hundreds of people at this point that are listening to this call. And I know for many of the people that listen every week, there's a shift, there's a change. It's happening. I know it. They email me, and they come out of the woodwork, and it's always a delight to realize all the efforts that we have done to produce these calls. We didn't know it would work. Is bearing fruit, and that it has the potential to reach thousands or hundreds of thousands. So from your point of view, when you're working with the energy of the call, are you moving your energy through the wires and frequencies of the internet, or is the internet just triggering something so that the person at the other end listening becomes a cosmic receiver, not through the internet, but through their own chakra systems?
We contact and touch each person through their own chakra systems, as we are nonlinear, and we do not need a linear path from person to person. When you first started talking on BBS radio, we attempted to go through BBS radio. However, it was so robotic, it dumbed us down. And we then, as we progressed with the calls, learned to simply tune in to each and every individual wherever they are, whether they are on the air or whether they are on the telephone line. The telephone line is easier for us to make connections through. However, in working with the individuals in that are listening to BBS radio, we need to bypass the dead air in between and not attempt to move through there, as it acts to slow down our pathway to the individual or our connection with the individual. So we abandon that approach and merely move to the individual who is responding and note the individual by the frequencies that are bouncing back to us from those individuals, whoever they may be.
So what's happening, let me try to put it in words that are really simple here, is that when somebody listens, it's almost as if there's a tuning fork. The audio is like a tuning fork that has frequencies in it, and you are in the frequencies of the tuning fork. So if they can resonate and let their own inner tuning fork go, it starts a connection directly between them and you, but outside of the path of the audio and the electronics. Does that make sense?
That is correct. That is correct. We hear, see, feel, sense the tuning of each individual who is tuning to the call.
Mm-hmm. Now, throughout history, it's been the challenge to get people to feel these energies, I would imagine. I mean, there's been eras where things were passed down from hand to mouth, or from person to person. There were eras where there were libraries that were passing it down. There were eras where there was written words passing it down, and it was more open. Can you share anything about the experience of all these different times that there were attempts to make people connect with the higher realms?
We do not think of it as connection with frequency so much, although it is. We think of it as the significance of the life force of the individual and the value and the treasure that each individual is who is listening. They are not merely frequencies. They are whole beings that have gotten or remote from home in very many cases. And we send love light to them and value the reconnection and value the touching, the sensing, the caring, we look for the words as there are words that we do not have to describe the whole range of beautiful, caring feelings that we have for these individuals. And we long to let them know how much they are loved and that home is there and cares for them. That is our answer.
Well,
and you would ask during various periods of time. It is always the same that we seek to touch the individual, to assist the individual, to let the individual know that the individual is not alone. And there are brothers and sisters here, although we do not have a gender. We are in our energy bodies, and this is Valentine's Day, with great love, we put forth touching and sensing and communication, and we are there for each and every individual who wishes to touch or sense or communicate with us, although we are at such a high frequency, it is hard to sense this because in some aspects we are out of your spectrum there in the earth plane.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have about 4 minutes left. Let's take a 4-minute little meditation, and all of you that are listening right now, open up to the highest degree that you can to feeling these sources. And feeling them means allowing your energy to become one with their energy. And if you want this to be experiential, take a moment and be in a quiet spot. Be in a place where other people are not around. Sit still. Turn the TV off. And just imagine that right next to your body, all around your body, you have energy friends. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to call them angels, but you can. They're beings not so different from you and I, except they no longer have bodies and they've graduated from this realm. Just surround yourself with them. And if you like the feeling, ask for their presence. Take moments during the day and say, okay, guys, come close. Now, usually I would think that that would be the Ra group that would be doing that. But truthfully, it doesn't matter the name. It just matters that you make the connection and it feels good and that it shifts you. And that when there's no one else around to love, these energies on the higher realms can be there for you. As far as I can tell, they don't have anything else to do but that. They probably do, but that is an important part of the project, because many of us in this realm got lost and separated. And it's been a long, long time that we've been separated. And there's the opportunity to close the gap, to close the separation, and feel connected. And as you learn how to feel these connections, as you learn how to become used to them, make them familiar, you've taken a huge step in graduating from this realm and getting off the wheel of reincarnation. Because these are the energies that evolve your DNA. These are the energies that gets you through the portal. So get used to them any way you can. And on that note, it's 7:50. We've come to the end of the call. I thank all of you for volunteering. I thank Terry. I thank BBS. I thank Heise for being such a wonderful host and reminding me to turn the tape recording on. And if you're listening, and we do have downloads and transcripts of our calls available on the spiritchannel.messageaday.net, and if you subscribe, you'll get them. And if I'm correct, and listening to these calls helps do what I say it does, then you can download them into little MP3 players and listen on the way to work and just keep a constant flow of energy in your direction. And it's an excuse to pay attention to something other than TV. We didn't go into that, but it's in the reincarnation of Edgar Casey. A TV, in general, is not a good thing to watch. It tends to be programmed by the negative. So, on that note, wishing everyone happy Valentine's Day, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Questions at messageaday.net.
You stop conference recording. Your conference recording has stopped. All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Terry.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.